Curtis. This is Kevin.
Want to know a little bit about, you guys' products.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you say that again? I lost you.
I said I'm just trying to find out a little more about you guys' products. We received a pin in the mail.
Okay.
From you guys, and we're just trying to find out a little more about your products.
Okay. What type of loan are you looking into?
Well, why don't you tell me about the line of credit?
Okay. The business line of credit, you received a form that said you had $250,000 available, I take it, for a business line of credit?
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, what we received here just says it lists your products and it just has the unsecured loan up to 3 years circled out. But part of the products that's listed has the the business line of credit. That's part of your... Do you want me to give you the reservation number or whatnot on the thing, the mailing?
Yes, just give me 1 second here. I'll get to the proper page. You don't mind.
No problem.
Okay, so you see that reservation code?
It's 2511. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, sir.
It's 2511-2901-0038-3525.
A plus care?
Right.
All righty. And you're in New Jersey, okay. You a Giants fan?
If we what? Oh, yeah, I am, big time.
Well, I'm not going to tell you who my team is, so I don't want to start our relationship off that way.
But, I'm guessing Eagles or probably Dallas, huh?
Not Dallas, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Eagles.
But, yeah, I'm an Eagles fan, yeah. But I think we play this weekend, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you guys, you have that really good, quarterback. I mean, especially for rookies, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys got one too. I just hope Romo comes back because I think the new guy's better than Romo.
Yeah, I mean, Prescott has been starting thus far. I don't know when Romo is coming back, but even if he does come back, I mean, he's really prone to injuries. It's just getting to that age.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you guys have that can be beneficial to us? I mean, what we're looking for right now will have to be the term will have to be somewhat 2 years or more.
Okay.
Anything shorter than that wouldn't work for us.
What exactly are you looking to do? How much are you looking to borrow? What are you looking to use the money for?
It'll be a working capital. It'll be like 150.
Okay. And what are you going to use the money for?
I said working capital.
No, I understand. But specifically, are you doing some marketing? Is it just to pay bills, cover overhead?
It's just basically going to, be there for operations, payroll, things like that. Actually, if the product is worth it, we may be paying off our current loan from this one. And then have some cash left over.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, do you have any current loans out right now?
Yes, we have a UCC advance, I think about $60,000 left on that.
Okay. Is that a daily payment or weekly payment?
Daily.
Okay. And do you want to pay that off? Are you looking to pay it off? Typically, that's what we like to prefer.
Something better, yes.
Okay, what type of terms do they have they given you?
Give me terms.
Well, how much did you originally borrow? What was the length of payback?
It was 12 months and 100%.
Okay. And who was that with?
MCA.
Let's see, okay. So was it tied to your credit cards, or is it coming out of your bank account?
Bank account.
Pardon me?
Bank account.
Bank account, okay. All right, sounds good. And you think you're about halfway paid through that one? What are your average monthly deposits looking like over the last 6 months?
About 130.
130 per month?
Yeah.
Okay, then you easily qualify. Let me see if I have your email here. Okay, I don't. Can I get your email, please?
WQ@aPlusCareLLC.com.
Okay, how do I pronounce your name?
Luke.
Luke, okay. I am sending you an email right now. It's just going to request a couple items, probably similar items to what you had sent MCA. I'll need, have you filed your 2015 tax return yet?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so it'll be the 15 tax return, 6 months of your bank account statements. Is your business seasonal at all? Have your last 6 months been
No.
a pretty fair representation of your company?
No, it's not seasonal.
Okay. So then it'll be 6 months bank account statements, and then I have a form for you to fill out. It'll take you maybe 2 minutes. And then once I get that back, it'll take me about a day to get you all approved, and we can start discussing numbers and, you know, crunching numbers to get you the payment and the amount that you're looking for.
Well, what kind of payment options are we talking about? Daily, weekly, monthly?
Well, it really depends on what you qualify for. I'd say probably 80% of our clients are approved for weekly payments nowadays. We're finding that we're managing our risk a little bit better. So the daily payment that was originally just essentially a way for us to manage risk isn't as necessary as it used to be. I'm hoping that we'll be able to pay off your existing note because the terms for you are much better on a first position than a second position. We don't like to be a second position loan. So my goal would be to get you a payment that would cover both, your current needs and cover the payoff of your existing loan and, you know, go out 18 or 24 months so that we can get you probably a similar payment to what you have now, but with a bunch of additional cash.
All right, that sounds good.
I mean, is that kind of what you were thinking?
At least 24 months, you know. Maybe 20 may be doable. I don't know if anything, sooner than that will work for us. But, everything else sounds good to me.
Okay. And the reason I was asking specifically what you're using the money for is because I do find clients that are asking for working capital to buy equipment or other needs within their business, and they don't realize that, you know, there's a difference between having a collateral-based loan and, you know, an unsecured loan.
Right.
So if any of this money is going towards purchasing any equipment for your company, we can go out 3, 4, 5, 6 years on equipment-backed financing on a monthly payment because the risk isn't there. You know, when you've got collateral behind the note and you have something tangible that a client doesn't want to let go, the defaults are much lower. So we can
go
out longer because our risk is easier to manage and the rates are better because the defaults are lower in that type of a portfolio. So we can charge less and still make money. So, you know, that's the whole reason behind, the difference of a secured and unsecured loan and, why the terms are different.
I understand that. All right. Well, I'll check the email and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me call if you have any questions.
I will. All right.
Bye.